down amid ongoing tensions with the government following the Horizon IT scandal. The UN Secretary General's vowed to hold to account any worker involved in acts of terror over claims some were linked to the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Nine countries, including the UK, have suspended their funding for the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees. The Israeli ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, has been quick to denounce the agency.
How symbolic is it that on International Holocaust Remembrance Day, it was exposed that UNRWA employees took part in the massacre. The UN is not only weaponized to delegitimize our existence, but also to physically exterminate us.
South Korea's military says North Korea's fired several cruise missiles in waters off its east coast. It's the third such weapons test of the new year. Taylor Swift's name no longer comes up after searching for it on X after fake explicit photos of the singer were shared on the platform. When typing Swift's name into the search box, the words "something went wrong" appears. Sport: Maidstone United are in this afternoon's FA Cup fifth round draw for the first time in their history after the non-league club knocked out Ipswich with a 2-1 win at Portman Road. Newcastle also progressed. Eddie Howe's team beat Fulham 2-0 despite their manager admitting they weren't at their best.
I thought we got the major bits right, which was resilience and really good character and attitude. When you're in the cup competition, it doesn't necessarily matter how well you perform. You've got to be in the next round, and we are.
And England's cricketers have taken three quick wickets after setting India a target of 231 runs to win the first test. The Coasts are on 65 for 3. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thank you, Tanya, and good morning. It's now time for a quick weather update. Time now is just after 8 a.m. this morning. Hopefully you can all hear me well enough. Just switching on my headphones. So let's give a quick weather update.
Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Looking at the local weather in the Brentwood area today. So right now we're looking at about 8 degrees. It feels like 3, but it is going to remain cloudy for today by the looks of it. Clear, fairly clear, without any rain. It's always clear for me if there's no rain. Breezy, there's clear spells. Let's just have a look actually, one moment. Yes. So, I do apologise. It's actually, it's 8 degrees. Feels like 3. And lows of 4 today. And there is, this evening, breezy, largely cloud-free, mainly clear with some patchy cloud across western areas, turning chilly in some rural areas. It is going to be dry today, generally bright, a little bit of sun even. There is a bit of patchy cloud, breezy along the coast, while inland winds ease a little, becoming rather mild. Maximum temperatures today of 10 Celsius, degrees Celsius. Outlook for Monday to Wednesday, generally dry, often cloudy, but some bright or sunny spells will occur, becoming windy through Wednesday, mild or very mild for much of the time. There are also flood warnings in force in England as well, that is not round here though, so we don't need to concern ourselves too much because it's not happening in Brentwood. But so just a little bit of sun, no rain today, so do get out for a walk if you get the chance.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So that's the news and the weather out the way. It might be a new voice that you're hearing this morning on the radio. It's not Sophie Emery, unfortunately. It is myself, Siobhan Copeland, who is normally here on a Thursday from, what time did I do on Thursday? trying to think now. 1 to 3, of course. It was a 1 to 3 show. See, I'm still loading my brain up this morning. Not had my cup of tea, first cup of tea in the morning yet. So that'll be why. But as the morning goes on, I will be more alert, I promise you. I've got a guest in today, so I hope I will be. We have got, in fact, I'm not on today's schedule. I don't know why that is. Why am I not on today's schedule? Yes, I'm not on there. Oh, tut, tut. Well, I will have to excuse the station manager because he has been moving to Wales this week. So that will probably be why. He's had a lot more important things to attend to rather than updating that I'm doing the morning show. But it's all good. I am here. It is a live show and I'll be here till 10 a.m. this morning with music and interviews. I am actually interviewing a local author as well. Sam Scott should be coming in just after 9, I want to say. So yeah, do stay tuned in and hopefully you'll enjoy the music that I've got lined up for you as well. This one here is one from the 90s. It's Brandy, Top of the World featuring Mace.
Dog Chow, Mace Kid, all I'm on the rise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I went from Helly Hansen to mini mansions. The girls in Aruba doing belly dancing. Spent half of my advancing, jaws from Branson to make it through my circumstances. But you know I'm wiser now, move like Tyson now. Got a butter soft cover just to hide my pound. Got a house in the valley, come and find me now. Got enough dough to buy the town. So I might give a 6 to my chick, Benz to my mom. Crib so big it look like the Pentagon. Give her a couch just to spill Henny on. And been a don since Lotto's and Benetton. Come on.
Some people say that I'm not the same girl. They say I think that I'm in my own world. But they same thing that I have changed. Yeah. A little joke and now they raise my problems. Be like you, I have to try and solve them. Yes, everything is quite the same. Whoa.
I'm just trying to be me. Once she probably moved me in.
So you got to tell me right now, either you're with the cats who make the hits or the one that see the chips.
Slow down, make shit killin'.
But don't stop it. What's the use of buying a wave if I'ma have to chop it? I used to love the lady till I learned the logic. She only mess with mates, so the money ain't no object. If it ain't Chris, he won't pop it. If it ain't platinum with ice, he won't rock it. If it don't cost 60, he don't drop it. If it don't come with TVs, he don't cop it. Nigga, stop
it.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the remix. The Jeeps pump this new remix. This is the remix. Radios play this remix. This is the remix. The Jeeps pump this remix.
Gotta keep it real. Yeah. Tell me what's going on. Tell me how you feel. Boy, I know you want me just as much as I want you. So come and get my love. All here for you. But you don't know what to say. When I walk up to you, baby, you seem so shy. Never had a girl like I. I can see right through you, and you know you wanna be mine. So get your act together, 'cause we're running out of time.
To be hypnotized by the remix that Wyclef provide. I don't care about your size, girl, shake your thighs. All I'm trying to do in the hood is stay alive. Make a little money with Destiny Child. Thugs hear the song and the dance, they go wild like Texas. They moving like No Limit soldiers. It went from a dream to the Young Supreme singing, girl.
Why you front when you know you really want it? No, 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 no.
you, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal. The advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage. We'll be right back.
And that one there, The Family Stand with Ghetto Heaven. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope your morning is off to a great start. I'm here till 10 a.m. this morning, and then Kev's going to be coming on for the Sunday session show, which is what I know why you're tuned in really this morning. he's going to be here at 10 playing some local talent, because of course we have the Phoenix FM open mic night every Monday, and you know, anyone that performs there, Kev will have you playing here on the radio. So it's well worth going down there, checking out some local talent. But also, as I say, you know, if you are an artist yourself, you get to be on the radio. So definitely don't be shy. Go down there and get on the mic if you're a local artist, singer, songwriter. Definitely worth getting yourself out there and getting down to that show. I haven't been to it yet, actually, so I need to go down there too. So anyway, I have got a guest coming in today, which I'm very pleased. It's always nice to have a guest. She's not actually in the studio. We're going to be doing it online, but it's all good. It's nice to have someone to talk to for a little while. Sam Scott's going to be joining me in the studio, and she's a local author, so I'm very interested to hear about her journey, how she became an author, and more about her writing material and what it's all about. So we'll be having a chat with her just after 9 a.m. But until then, it's going to be a bit of travel, which is now at 25 past. Let's have a look at how the roads are doing right now. Just give me a quick moment, because like last time, I did not have my email through. I normally rely on the old email, but I didn't have it, and it doesn't seem to come in on a Sunday. Wasn't warned about that. So let's have a look. What is there? Well, it says no exceptional delays at the moment, which is always good. But let's just have a little quick look at what the the trains and all that are saying as well. See, I had actual Kevin here last time, and I was like, Kev, you do all of the travel, which is really good. But I, you know, I was just doing the roads. But he was telling me, yeah, it's all good. So it looks like a good service on everything at the moment. There's minor delays. No, there's not any delays even there. Let's have a quick look. Am I missing something here? Okay, so let's see, what have we got? We've always got some roadworks and gas works going on, so we've got that. We've got temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A129 Raleigh Road, both ways at Sunray Avenue. And then we've also got, what have we got there? Road is closed due to a gas main work, which is on Prince's Road, both ways from Tanhouse Lane to Navestock. Hold on a minute. Is this even showing me where I'm meant to be now? Oh, Gordon Bennett. Yeah, sometimes I really could do with someone being here to help me out with this. Let's just double check that I haven't missed anything there. Because I've not been funny. Maps are not really my strength, looking at maps. And this is what I'm doing right now, trying to look at this map and work out exactly what's going on in the local area. So we've got more so like towards Pilgrim's Hatchway. We have road is closed due to a gas main work at Prince's Lane, both ways from Tanhouse Lane to Navestock Side. I think I might have said that already. we also have, let's have a look. Yeah, it's not letting me click on that one. Don't know what's going on there. What's going on? Oh, blimey. It's not letting me log in. It's not letting me click on it to see what it is. That's really annoying. Yep. By the way, look, guys, it doesn't look like there's much traffic on the road. That's all there is to it. There's a few road closures, which you probably already know about due to gas works. But other than that, it's all good. I got a taxi here this morning. There was no traffic. Oh, here we are. I've got a bit more now. Sorry. Temporary traffic signals due to water main works on Tyne Common Road at Wiggins Lane. There is no through traffic allowed due to a new layout on Cricketers Lane, both ways from the A128 Brentwood Road to Cricketers Row. There is, what else? Long lane is closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at junction 28 A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there. Well, not this time in the morning, but later on in the day, I'm sure. Anything else I've missed? Road is closed due to gas main works on Powers Hill Hall end both ways between Flora Road and Turling Road. Speed restrictions of 40 miles per hour and one lane closed due to resurfacing work on the A12 both ways between junction 13 B1002 Ingatestone and junction 16 B1007 Stock Road Gallywood. There'll be nighttime closures and a contra flow also used. And other than that, I think you're all good, really.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's a wrap for the travel. That was painful, wasn't it?
So time now is just after 8:30. I'm here till 10 for the breakfast show. I'm still warming up, as you can probably tell. Hopefully it's not too difficult to listen to me this time in the morning. I've got my guest coming on, Sam, at 9. Until then, I'm going to keep playing some good music. And there'll be some news coming up at 9, as well as another weather update, and then we'll have Sam on. But now, I'm going to play you Patrice Rushen with Forget Me Nots.
me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Oh,
that. That one, of course, is Funking for Jamaica by Tom Brown. That's a... I think it's from the 70s, actually, that tune. I should make my notes for the exact year that these songs come out, because I always take these wild guesses, but I don't want to give out misinformation. So I see that the new Apprentice is coming out for the 18th time. I've always fancied myself going on there, actually, because I've always been very, very business-minded and always thought, oh, I could do that. Whether or not I could or not, I don't know, but probably wouldn't get very far knowing me. But, you know, I find it very interesting, all these challenges, and good way to sort of, you know, I like a challenge. It's a good way to sort of push yourself and, you know, yeah, test yourself and, past few years, it's been mainly women that's got to the end, actually, isn't it? So, yeah, shout out to the girl bosses out there. We'll be speaking to a girl boss later. Well, Alpha, Sam Scott. She's a local Alpha. She'll be here after 9 o'clock. We'll be having a little bit of chat about her books that she's released, which is, you know, quite an accomplishment. And also Cherise, actually, who came on last week. She's releasing a book. It's coming out next week, I want to say. I think it's the 8th of Feb, but it's available on pre-order. She's very good. Like, she gives out a lot of really good, like, relationship advice. She's a therapist, basically. So, yeah, she knows her stuff. She's been doing it for about 15 years now. So, yeah, it's called The Attachment Solution. So, you might have heard about the attachment theory. It's basically this whole idea that we're all kind of have these different sort of sorts of attachment in terms of like emotions and how we regulate our emotions and how we form connections with people. And it's usually, I think it's 3 or 4 different types of attachments. You've got like secure, anxious, avoidant. Then you've got like disorganized, which sounds like me, disorganized in general. But yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting theory. It's been around for a while, and a lot of people seem to be confirming it as a theory, as evidence, you know, that this actually is a thing. And, you know, it's a good way. I think the thing is, it's this day and age, a lot of things is about diagnosing yourself. You know, and sort of it's almost become trendy to diagnose yourself with something or other. But I like the idea of what Cherise has done, because it's not just diagnosing yourself so you can go, oh, I'm empowered, I know I've got this thing. It's actually about how you deal with it. Because ultimately, you might have something which you perceive as a flaw, or, you know, something that is getting in your way in terms of forming and keeping relationships. And I think it's not necessarily always helpful just to give yourself that label, to be able to actually then say, right, okay, well, that is something I want to change. What's the next step to that? Then it's about finding a solution, and it's about figuring out how to get to where you actually want to be. So in this case, it's wanting to be more of a secure attachment style, rather than maybe anxious or maybe avoiding getting attached, you know? So I think deep down, we all kind of want to be able to have healthy relationships. We all want to be able to form and maintain healthy relationships. And I say healthy because we don't necessarily want to maintain things that are not good for us and that are knocking us, you know? But if it's a good relationship and there's a good person and there's potential, then of course, if we can recognise if when we're getting in our own way, then more power to us, right? If we can figure out the solution to that and the steps to take. So I think that's what Cherise's book covers, is all about that, you know, the attachment solution. So I'm very solution focused. I like to look at the solution, not just the problem for things. And, you know, that's it. There's no point staying stuck in a rut, is there? So time now is 8:45. And we'll be having our guest on in about 15 minutes or so, which will be very nice. And I'll be back in just a moment with some more music, so stay tuned.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEH BAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEH BAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEH BAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
And that there, of course, is Loose Ends with Hanging on a String. No one likes to be strung along, full stop, really, let's face it. So the time now is just 8 minutes to nine, and it's going quick, actually. It's already an hour through the show. It's gone really quick, and I'm enjoying it, as I say. Little bit tired this morning. I've had a few nights of my little one in the bed and not sleeping well. So that always does affect. But, you know, I made it here, so that's the main thing. So I hope you enjoy the music. I've been kind of keeping it old school today. It's just kind of in that vibe, you know. I was thinking to myself, well, what do you want to hear on a Sunday morning? And this is my new slot. As I say, still very much here to learn. And I'd like to see more interaction from you guys to know who's actually listening, because I have no blooming clue if anyone is listening to me this morning. So if you do want to reach out, if you've got a request or you want to give a shout out to someone, anything really, anything appropriate, nothing inappropriate, of course, send me a message on Facebook. That's the best place to find me. Siobhan Copeland, I've got a page there. I need to update it, actually, to say that I've got the morning show. There you go. But you'll find me. It's spelt the Irish way, SIOBHANCOPLAND. And you can send me a message. And if it's appropriate and I've got the song, I'll play it. And if you've got a shout out, I'd love to give a shout out to someone. I will also let you know that I'm also going to be hosting an event, not in Essex, in London, mind, but a lot of you do work in London. So I'm doing a cocktail mixer for Valentine's Day, Wednesday the 14th of Feb. And the funny thing is, a lot of people think, oh, you know, Valentine's Day is all for the man to make an effort and, you know, show his partner how much he cares. But I genuinely do believe that when you're in a nice relationship, you know, you don't need to ask for that one day for him to show you this romantic gesture. And I actually do think that it's for singles. I really don't think it should be for couples to celebrate at all. I think couples are hijacking the day. And really, it should be about singles. It should be for those who are actually looking to make a concerted effort to look on that day and put yourself out there and meet new people. And maybe if you haven't tried the apps, give that a go. But I think the best bet is to go out there and meet people, because honestly, if I were single again, I could not do the apps. I just find it painstakingly uncomfortable to just sit there and just make small talk with a random stranger. I'd much rather just be out and feel the vibe and, you know, see if you just click. So I'm doing an event on the 14th of February at the Leaf and Cane, which is downstairs in the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Blackfriars, right outside Blackfriars Station, actually. So it's quite handy if you work around there. If you're interested in coming along, you can go on my website, actually. It's on Cupid, CupidInTheCity.com, and you'll see it on members events. But you can get a ticket on Eventbrite, and at the moment tickets are £15, which is very reasonable, and they're selling fast. I literally launched it and went live with the event Friday night, and I think we're already halfway on capacity. So if you're interested, definitely get your ticket ASAP. That's if you're single, of course. If you're not single, then you shouldn't be there, and I will kick you out if I find out you're not single in there. All right. So I'm going to play one more song now before we have the news, weather, and Sam on for an interview in just a few moments. So this one, I'm going to go with David Guetta on My Love.